Wow, I don't know how to follow that. So in conclusion, I'd like to say that was beautiful, very exciting. We welcome everyone here and glad you're here. I don't see any first-time faces today, but if I've missed someone, is there anyone here for the first time? Yes. Okay, go ahead, Henry. Who is this young man?
Our son and daughter from Kansas City are with us today, Jason and Dina.
Jason and Dina. Nice to have you. Good to have you here today. Anyone else? All right. Well, with that said, let's go ahead and do our prayer requests. And Ethel, I believe you're going to start us out. Oh, get ready. Get ready, Melvin.
Yes. It's a hard time to, as you say, follow this.
Yes.
Last Sunday, I was totally surprised and overwhelmed by all of the cards I received wishing me a happy birthday.
Yes.
You made my day so very, very special. It was such a blessing. Thank you so much. Reluctantly, though, I thank Patty, too.
Yeah, she kind of snuck behind your back with that one, didn't she? Walter, put this on that bottom of that mic. All right, let's go ahead and we'll start on this side. Marty, prayer requests.
I'm Marty, and I have an unspoken.
Thank you, Marty. You bet. Okay, Lynn?
Lynn Bell, I have a praise report. Our daughter woke up 2 days ago, and her feet were normal.
Wonderful.
So, nothing short of a miracle. Thank you. And I do have an unspoken.
You bet. Thank you. You bet. This side, anyone else? Yes, right up front here.
Lynn also. I'm asking prayers for Joshua. He's our nephew. And I think I've asked prayers before, but he just seems to be getting deeper in things that aren't good for him. And I'm texting him now, and I just need prayers that he will open his heart to Jesus. We've talked about it when he was here, and I just need prayers for him.
Beth, Amy.
Well, the prayers will work. A couple of weeks ago, I asked for prayers. I hadn't heard from my sister-in-law, and I was really worried about her. I hadn't heard from her in like over 3 weeks. So I asked for prayers, and the very next day on Monday, she contacted me.
Wow.
So, and then I just want prayers for Dustin and Brooke. Brooke's mom's not doing very well. That's why they're not here this weekend. They've gone to see about getting hospice in there. Her mom's real cantankerous, I guess, as you could say, and two home aides have already quit so they're struggling with that. So just maybe peace for her heart or right. Suffering she's going through.
So, Keith, Justin and Brooke's mom. Okay. Yes, Patty?
It's actually Brooke's mom.
Thank you, Amy.
I just want to lift up Lori Woods. She was supposed to be here to greet today, but she's just really got the flu and not doing well at all. She feels terrible.
Yeah, I was thinking about her, so thank you. Did you take her place today?
Yes.
Oh, thank you for that. Okay, over here, this side. Yes, right. Okay, we'll go back and then.
Louise called me this morning and said that she is having trouble with her legs, and so that's why she's not here. So if we could just ask prayers for Louise.
Thank you. Was there someone else in the back? Was that okay? Very good. Right up here, Walter, right on the front. I think Dave or Laurie's dad.
Yes, I'm Dick Krentz, Laurie's father. I just have a praise. I just want to thank God for Melvin and his wife and their long life. on the 13th, my mother will be 107. Wow. I just praise God.
Wow, that's incredible. All right, other prayer? Yes, Jim.
I just want to ask if anybody knows about Christine Pelequin.
Yes, Pelequin. Does anybody have an update about Christine Pelequin?
I talked to Steve last night. He said that they determined it was an ear infection. It was not
pneumonia.
Okay. They didn't keep her in the hospital. They keep it home, but it's an ear infection.
Okay, well, let's be sure to put her on the list. Also, Keith, put Eden Ministries on the prayer list. Anyone else? All right. Well, with that said, let's go ahead and have our prayer song. Yes, hold it.
Hey, I just like my mother fell last week and broke her arm, and her husband's battling with dementia, and she just really has her hands full.
So what's your mom's name?
Betty.
Betty. So Al's mom, Betty, she fell and broke her arm? You bet. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Okay, well, let's go ahead with that, and we'll have our prayer song.
Father, we're grateful this morning for Phil's decision. It's always a pleasure and a thrill to see someone step forward and say, I want to be closer to Jesus. And we just thank you for that decision this morning. And we are thankful for Ethel. She's such an example for all of us. And we just pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless her with many more birthdays, so we can send her cards. We just really appreciate her and Melvin. And Father, we have a couple unspokens this morning. Marty has one, and Belle had one. And we just pray, Lord, that you know what those unspoken prayers are, and we know that you're already starting to answer those prayers. And we just thank you that you hear us, and that you do answer, and we continually see answers, as we did this morning, as Lynn said her daughter woke up and her feet were not swollen, and she was doing much better. And we just thank you, Lord, for the encouragement that we get whenever we get those answers from prayers. And Father, we want to lift up Joshua. We just pray, Father, that you can be with him. We know that his parents are talking with him about his decision that he needs to make for you. And we just pray, Lord, that you can continue to be with them, that they can encourage him and see if we can get him to step forward and make a decision for you. And we just continue to want to lift them up. And for Amy this morning, the prayer request that she had about her daughter-in-law's mom, we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her and just strengthen her during this time. And for Lori Woods, Lord, we want to lift her up. She's been sick now for several days with the flu and doesn't seem to be gaining anything, and we just pray that you can be with her and relieve the pain and the problem that she's going through, and help her to be able to get back out and about and be back with us today again. And for Louise Ryan, Lord, we want to just be with her as well. She's having some difficulties this morning in getting around, and we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her and help her to get the rest that she needs so that she'll be able to recover and get back on her feet. And Lord, we're talking about Chris and his ear infection. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with her and help her as she goes through this difficult time. And we pray, Lord, that the doctors, now that they know what it is, will be able to deal with it and get her back to where she can function as well. And for Al's mother, as she's fallen and broken her arm, we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her and just lift her up and help her as she goes through the recovery period now. And Lord, we don't want to continue to lift up our first responders, our police force, and the firemen and the military as they are out there day after day taking care of us whenever we have a need. And we just thank them, Father, for the effort that they put in every day. And we want to pray that you'll be with us as we leave here this week, that we can pay attention to the message that we heard this morning and take advantage of the opportunities that we will have to be able to speak up and encourage others to know you. We just thank you and love you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.